TJ, talk about Crystal Lake camp. You glad it's over? You know, what do you think of it?
Yeah, it's been a long camp. You know, I thought we got a lot of good work done here at St. John Fisher. So excited to transition back to Buffalo.
What would you call the greatest collective accomplishment in the outcome zero piece?
Just the rapport we've had with each other. Communication has been huge. That was one of the things I really wanted us to work on. Coming from OTAs and moving forward in the training camp. So I think our communication has been tremendous from what it was the first day we got out here to now.
Are you talking on field or?
Well, obviously off the field. You know, like I said yesterday, we hang out all the time because we have to. Not to say we wouldn't off the field if we were back in Buffalo, but we're next door to each other. So that communication has always been great. But especially on the field, you know, telling guys, hey, this is what I was expecting on this route, or hey, this is why I ran this route that way, or hey, this is what I saw in that protection, this is why I mic'd it that way. So I think that communication has gotten tremendously a lot better.
Were you a little ticked off by the disruption in practice?
A little bit. But, you know, I think it's one of those things within competition that sometimes happens. You know, the biggest thing, you just have to battle that and just put it aside and just focus on, completing the practice and executing.
Given that it's happened now a couple of times and coach has been pretty vocal about not wanting it to happen, why do you think it continues to happen?
Oh, I don't know. Like I said, it's just competitive nature between, you know, men, you know, guys trying to make the team, and that's all I think it is, just competition.
Did you look back at the start of camp and the finish here? Did you have goals set for you in the offense and you met them? And are you happy where you guys are leaving?
Yeah, I am happy. I'm very happy where we're leaving off. You know, I think we're moving on the right path. I think, you know, we have a big game ahead of us this Saturday. So just looking forward to getting to that.
You personally, just how would you say this camp has gone?
Get
some
shade out of here.
Your second camp, from day one to now, how would you evaluate on the field how it's gone?
I think it's gone well. I think each day we've progressed. I don't think there's been any days where we've gone backwards. You know, that was a big thing for myself. I didn't want to have any days where I felt like I took, you know, three steps back or a step back. I think each day I worked on something, whether it was the smallest thing, that may not have been big to, you know, an outsider just watching our practice, but I could see the growth and the development in myself. So I'm very happy about it.
Are you figuring third quarter for the starters?
Sorry, say it again.
Are you figuring that you'll be in the third quarter for the starters?
That's what I would assume. That's occasionally what happens in a third preseason game for the NFL starters. So that's what I'm expecting. And just to add on to another thing I'm proud of is just, you know, I was able to get through a whole camp. Compared to last year, we had the injury last year midway through. So I'm very happy to complete my first camp as an NFL quarterback.
How important is it to find the end zone in this?
Sorry?
How important is it to find the end zone in this preseason?
Oh, it's very important. That's going to help us win. That's period. You know, I think the more we find the end zone, the more we'll win games.
Is it a pressing issue because it hasn't happened yet, or do you look at it as it will come eventually?
Definitely. I think it's definitely going to come. I think it'll come this Saturday.
And EJ, I mean, if you brought out and it doesn't happen, how's it good for you, so it's good for everybody if it does anything? I mean, if you don't achieve that touchdown, you're taken out of the game.
I think we will get that touchdown before I'm out, so we'll see.
Well, a certain challenge, you're going to be kind of relocating back to Orchard Park. Coach mentioned how you're going to have a lot more free time once you guys eventually get back to
I don't think it'll be a challenge. If anything, I think we'll just be able to go home at night instead of going to bed at 10:30. We'll get a chance to go to bed a little earlier or just get back home and kind of relax. So I don't think it'll be much of a challenge. We're all professionals, so I think we understand how to handle it. I mean, it's not much to do, so not later.
Did you talk about the addition of Mike Williams and Sammy and how you feel like you've got a relationship with them now after this
long? Yeah, definitely. I hated Sammy to have the injury he had last week, but nonetheless, he's been excellent, you know, from day one to now. Same with Mike. Mike has, you know, definitely proven to me, not just me, but the whole team, that he can go out and make big catches for us. And I think, you know, in OTAs, we weren't necessarily always on the same page. But I think, you know, the things that we've been doing after practice, you know, and just trusting him in practice, you know, letting him go up and make big catches for me has been huge for us. So I'm very excited to have both those guys, you know, coming in with our wide receiver core this year.
It's been a long training camp. You know, it seems like we talked about how you've been doing out here for weeks now. How antsy are you to just get to the regular season? You know the questions that are out there, and just, you know, get a chance to finally, you know, prove someone's wrong in an actual regular season game.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm excited. I go with the flow. You know, whatever day that we're on, whether it's in training camp or whether it's, you know, progressing back to Buffalo, that's what I'm worried about. I'm focused on.